Health. Thika Level 5 Hospital is set to offer chemotherapy services after acquiring a chemotherapy biosafety cabinet, an essential piece of equipment for the safe preparation of cancer treatment medications. The biosafety cabinet, now available at the diagnostic wing of the cancer center, will safeguard both healthcare workers and the environment from hazardous chemotherapy drugs, as its advanced containment system effectively minimizes the risk of exposure to toxic substances. Speaking at the facility, Dr. Patrick Nyanga, the hospital superintendent, highlighted that the new machine would significantly enhance the quality of cancer care at the Level 5 hospital, emphasizing that the advancement would also minimize the need for patients to travel long distances for chemotherapy services, thereby making cancer treatment more accessible and convenient for the residents of Kiambu and the surrounding counties. Photos of the Cancer Center chemotherapy machine at Thika Level 5 Hospital. Photos by Helen Lunalo. We are experiencing a rise in cancer cases in Thika and the surrounding areas. Unfortunately, many individuals are unaware of their condition, and those who do seek screening often do so too late. With the introduction of this new machine, we now have the opportunity to save numerous lives through timely treatment, eliminating the need to refer patients to Nairobi or even to India for care. The chemotherapy machine will also ensure the sterility of the medication, improving both the safety and effectiveness of treatments provided to cancer patients, he said. Dr. Nyanga called on the government to allocate additional funds to enhance and equip the screening facility, aiming to improve service delivery for the residents of Thika. This initiative seeks to combat the spread of the deadly disease, which also has significant economic repercussions for those affected. I urge all residents of the county to take advantage of this facility and participate in regular screenings for breast, cervical, and prostate cancers. Early detection through routine screenings allows medical professionals to identify these diseases at an early stage and implement a treatment plan promptly, preventing the disease from advancing to life-threatening levels, he stated. Cancer has emerged as a significant public health challenge in Kenya and throughout Africa. According to the latest data from the World Health Organization, Kenya reported 44,726 new cancer cases and 29,317 cancer-related deaths in 2022. Currently, approximately 82,000 individuals in Kenya are living with the disease. Photos of the Cancer Center chemotherapy machine at Thika Level 5 Hospital. Photos by Helen Lunalo. According to the Ministry of Health, the five most prevalent cancers are breast, cervical, prostate, esophageal, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Together, these types of cancer contribute to nearly 48% of the overall cancer burden in the country. Six counties from the Mount Kenya region rank among the 10 devolved units with the highest number of cases in the country. These include Nyeri, Muranga, Kirinyaga, and Embu, along with Kiambu, Meru, and Nyandarua, which also feature in the top 10. The government, through the Ministry of Health, has prioritized cancer diagnosis, care, and treatment, making it more affordable for families. Meanwhile, with the establishment of the Social Health Authority, SHA, Kenyans can look forward to even greater relief from the financial burden of cancer care, as the scheme will cover the high costs associated with cancer treatment for everyone.